Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting second. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Shinsu Chu. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ben Francisco. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeremy Sowers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jason Nix. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chu hits a line drive into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Podsednik bunts towards the mound. Sowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Peralta reaches second base with a double. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peralta moves to third. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carroll hits a line drive into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Francisco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burley fires to first and has Francisco trapped. There's the throw to Nix, who tags Francisco for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham takes first base on ball 4. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Choo is 0 for 1 in the game. Choo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Choo reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peralta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Podsednik throws the ball into Beckham, who relays the ball to Ramirez, who tags Hafner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chu scores. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conurco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garko is 0-for-1 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll strikes out. 1 out. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francisco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francisco takes first base on ball 4. Garko moves to second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nix is 0-for-1 in the game. Nix hits a pop-up towards third. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sowers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shinsuchu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chu hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye is 0-for-2 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Dai moves to second. Chris Perez now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nix is 0-for-2 in the game. Nix hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Beckham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Nix goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Winston Abreu now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Podsednik takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jermaine Dai is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dai strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Tomo Oka now pitching. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nix is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nix hits a pop-up towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Wise now playing right field. DJ Carrasco now pitching. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francisco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francisco takes first base on ball 4. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-5, White Sox. Aaron Porton now pitching. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shinsuchu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chu is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chu takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chu moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Podsednik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Porta covering, for the out. Hafner moves to second. 1 out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carroll is 0-for-3 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hafner scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francisco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Francisco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Carroll moves to second. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.